brings me back to this quote that I do want to read out, and you know, whether it makes the podcast or not, I don't really mind. This is a quote from Richard J. Evans, a British historian of significant reputation, and this is on page 257 of his book called Telling Lies About Hitler, which was discussing the misrepresentation of the Holocaust by David Irving. Evans says, Professor Evans, he says this: reputable and his professional historians do not suppress parts of quotations from documents that go against their own case, but take them into account and, if necessary, amend their own case accordingly. They do not present as genuine documents which they know to be forged just because these forgeries happen to back up what they're saying. They do not invent ingenious but implausible and utterly unsupported reasons for distrusting genuine documents because these documents run counter to their arguments. Again, they amend their arguments if this is the case, or indeed abandon them altogether. They do not consciously attribute their own conclusions to books and other sources which, in fact, on closer inspection, actually say the opposite. They do not eagerly seek out the highest possible figures in a series of statistics, independently of their reliability or otherwise, simply because they want, for whatever reason, to maximise the figures in question, but rather they assess all the available figures as impartially as possible in order to arrive at a number that will withstand the critical scrutiny of others. They do not knowingly present mistranslations of sources in foreign languages in order to make them more serviceable to themselves. They do not willfully invent words, phrases, quotations, incidents, and events for which there is no historical evidence in order to make their arguments more plausible. At least, they do not do any of these things if they wish to retain any kind of reputable status as a historian. So, comparisons with David Irving. I am not comparing Hallie Rubenhold to David Irving at all. David Irving is a completely separate level of historical misconduct. But when people have recourse to flawed methodologies, which are those like those adopted by people who seek to deny the Holocaust, so that we are below the threshold for historical responsibility at that point. And clearly, denying the Holocaust is a whole different level of wrong compared to talking about Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper does not bring us, I think, into anything like the domain of significance, which you might encounter if you wanted to discuss the Holocaust. But we should treat historical events according to the social conventions and the social contract between historians and society. Society, not everyone in society is a historian, but society trusts historians to treat sources respectfully and according to certain conditions so that the conclusions they draw can be relied upon by people who haven't consulted those sources. Well, when historians dip below that standard, the public is misled. And unfortunately, in this book, in the Five, the public is sometimes misled.
There's